you kind of teased it earlier in the show, and I had written the name down already. So it seems like you and I are both in line. We both like Abraham Ancer this week. And very simply on the strategy front, it's because I think Rahm and Cantlay each win a major this year. So I'm going to save them for a major. I think Rahm wins at St. Andrews. I think Cantlay's got a chance at Brookline. And I think Cantlay's got a chance at the PGA Championship site. I don't think he's ready for Augusta. But I'm saving those two. I think Abraham Ancer gives us the best upside outside of there, and hoping people don't click him because of the miscut last week.
So yeah, I think you're right on it. For me, the most likely winners of this tournament are guys I'm not using in one and gun. It's a little too much opportunity cost. I'm going to go to that next tier. I think that Abraham Ancer makes a lot of sense. I know you're not going to agree with this. I think that Sungjae Im is all right and that he is going to bounce back here. Not a lot of people are going to go to him because obviously if you played him last week, you can't use him and you're not happy. If you didn't play him, it doesn't seem like a lot of people may. So if you're in a large tournament, you're in the 4,000 person entry, the Pat Mayos, I think that I'm pretty comfortable with that. I think Ancer though makes a lot of sense. Is there anyone, like, would you go as low as like Norin and those types? Or you think that's just like unnecessary?
I think if we're going that low, you got to just go right back to Siwoo Kim because
yeah, that's a good point.
Everything else has looked okay besides his irons the last 2 weeks. I know his putter wasn't great, but we get that spike iron week that you and I talk about from Siwoo. He could be right there trying to defend the championship. So if I'm going that low, I'll go to Siwoo. So it's either Abraham Ancer or Siwoo Kim for me. I'll probably split them between the two. I'm in two, one and done's the male, yep. One and one other. I'll split them this week.
I like it. Yeah. Again, it's very early. If your guy got cut, don't worry. It's a
lot. Yeah, don't not pick a player because you missed one cut. There's a lot of golf tournaments.
You can make it up in a second. So just stay the course. Don't reach. Don't say like, oh, I need to play Rahm because I have to catch up. Just stay the course. There's a lot of golf, big time prize pools. And we have an article posted on the site. Obviously the one and done video. And then tomorrow night, live before lock, me and Eric Lindquist, we'll be getting to the 6K range, some of the real egregious players. And we can bring up if you guys have any more questions on the one and done front. But a very, very good start to the season. If you were a Decky or Henley backer, we'll try to keep that going.
For sure, Will. And like Ben said, we didn't maybe get to all the 6K guys that we like, but they will on tomorrow night's show. I believe it's at 8 o'clock. So until next week, everybody, the Farmers Insurance will give us the best field that we've seen yet, the biggest DFS prizes. And thank you to our sponsor, Yahoo. Check out their contest this week. I like their site. I like being able to compare all the salaries and all that. So check out Yahoo Fantasy Golf this week as well. So until next week at the Farmers, good luck at the Desert Classic or the American Express. And cheers, everybody.